Karibos, I hope all is good. Today here in Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of Hanukkah is gone, but in America, you still have time to latch on to the Kedusha of Zos Hanukkah, and that is about exactly what we're going to do. We are going to learn Daf Samach Beis in Nedarim, and we're here with a little bit of Agadah today, a little bit of a deviation from what we've been talking about, but first we have to get there. We're here on the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Beis, right at the two dots, right? Achi Yavarakayet, Achi Yichpulu. Hamaktuos, right? Again, we had mentioned that if the guy says, I'm not going to drink wine until the end of the, and we said that if you remember the kites was the figs, right? The figs being harvested from the field, right? So he said that the nether, how do you measure when they're done cutting, harvesting the figs? That's when they put away the knives to cut down, whatever, I guess, whatever left of the branches, etc. So time within the rice, achiyachpilu rova mikdos, until most of them. I mean, it doesn't mean all of them. You don't have to go around to every single field and check and see if they're done. Right? Most of the knives are gone, so now that's fine. And then that will be enough to allow the guy to drink wine. Tana within another brisa, hukfulu rova mikdos, mitoros mishim gezel, upturos mina maestros. And a similar halacha, which is along the same lines, is that when they put away the knives, so then everything left in the field is mutter from gezel, meaning it's hefker. You're not chayev for stealing it, quote unquote, because it's not stealing, because basically everybody's done harvesting and reaping everything that is in the fields, the figs, etc. We're talking specifically here about figs. Okay. And also it's not chayev in trumas and maestros because hefker is not chayev in trumas and maestros. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda iklu lahu asra does bisman jukbulu rova mikdos. And the story goes that Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda went to some place where sure enough most of the knives were gone. Right? Rabbi hava ka'achil, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda lo achil. And Rabbi was eating the figs, right, that were left, right, and Rabbi Yossi was not. So also Marhon, so some guy came and said, the guy who owned the figs, and he said, Amailo achar rabbanon, right, why are you guys not eating? Meaning, implying that he was done. Right, hukfulu rov mikdosu, right? So we're done, we finished, all my knives are gone. So Rafa began, but even so, lo achar Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, kazavar mishum sanius milsa, hudukamar hadain gavra. And even though the guy said that to them, and even though the guy criticized them, he thought that he was just being difficult. Meaning, he thought that it wasn't really true. Meaning, he didn't take that as actual testimony. He had thought that the knives were not around. That were still around, meaning that they were still continuing to reap, and I guess I keep on saying reap, it's not really reap, it's harvesting the figs, and this guy was just being kind of sarcastic or tongue-in-cheek or whatever it was, so therefore, he didn't want to eat, because maybe he was just trying to be like, hey, you know, why are you guys, because you could say that in a sarcastic way, hey, why are you eating my stuff? If that's his connotation, okay, fine. Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, ikla lahu asra d'zman she'ukfulu rov mikdos. So sure, another story. Rabbi Chama bar Chanina also came to a place where they put away the knives for gathering and collecting the figs. So have a ka'achel. So he was eating, but yo v'shame lo achel. But then he gave to his servants, right? He's the not his slave, but like the guy, the Talmud who was being mishamish him. Right, and he wouldn't eat. So Amar, he said, Amalei, Echo, he said, you gotta eat. He said, eat these figs, right? They're hefker, you don't have to worry about them. Akach, Amalei, Rabbi Shmuel, bar Rabbi Yossi, Mishum Aviv, right? Rabbi Shmuel told me that hukfulu rov mikdos, mitoros Mishum Gezel, Baturus Min HaMaaser, like we quoted before, right? That once the knives are gone, so then, right, it's not chayv and Gezel, you don't have to give Maaser, meaning all this stuff is hefker, and you are allowed to eat it. Story time, and again, Rabbi Tarfon Ashkechehu Gavra Bismach Shehukfulu Mikdos Dikachil. Right, again, the connection here is that it starts off in a scenario where the knives had been put away, and therefore the food, the figs, were hefker. And Rabbi Tarfon was eating these figs. Right, and Gavra, this guy found him. Right, Rabbi Tarfon just chilling there and eating his figs. Rabbi Tarfon did the halacha. He was eating the figs. They were hefker. So Achte Bisaki Bishakli. Apparently, this guy somehow captured Rabbi Tarfon, put him in a sack. Bisaka in some sort of bag, right, and grabbed him. And Ve'amte in the Shadju Benara, and he threatened to throw him into the river. So Amarlos, Rabbi Tarfon said, Oilo the Tarfon Shazeh Horgo. So he said, Oive for Tarfon, meaning for himself, right, because this guy's going to kill me, because this guy's going to kill him, right? He talked about himself in third person. And the moment he heard that, Meshamahu Gavra Veshavke Ve'arak. The moment the guy, apparently he didn't recognize him, and the moment he heard that the guy in the sack was saying that his name was Tarfon, apparently Rabbi Tarfon was renown. He's like, oh man, what am I doing? Like, can you imagine taking the Gadolador and throwing him in a bag and throwing him into the river? So obviously he just dropped him, right, and ran away. And then, ironically enough, I'm Rabbi Yevo, Mishum Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel, Kol Yomov Sha'usa Tzadik Hayim Tzadar El Davarza. Apparently the story didn't bother the guy, I mean, maybe it did, but the story bothered Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon was upset about what he did. We'll see what he should have done. Because Amar, and he said, why was he bothered? Amar, oyli shenishtamshi b'kidra shel Torah. Oyvei, for me, I use the crown of Torah for myself. Meaning that he kind of said, oh, it's me, Tarfon. Meaning that's how he got himself out of the situation. Like, let me go. I'm the good old door. That's kind of what he said. As we'll see in a second, as Ron here explains that the guy didn't let him go because he didn't think he was stealing. He just let him go because he was the God of the Dark. He was Rabbi Tarfon, or he was one of the time. Right? He was Rabbi Tarfon. So that's the only reason he let him go, not because he didn't think he had stolen it. And we'll see in a second what the story was going on here. So he was upset that he had used his kavod, his standing as a Talmid Chacham, right, for his own, to save his skin. And he had good reason to be upset, because anybody who uses the cover of Torah, or the crown of Torah, right, his own, the title of a rabbi, right, for your own personal benefit, that person is going to be uprooted, right, from the world. So that is obviously a very terrible situation. And again, we see this, unfortunately, time and time again, with certain rabbeim who are acting inappropriate, and inevitably things come out, and these people get, obviously banished from their positions. Rachman al-Islam, we shouldn't have any of those things. But a certain person who uses the Torah for themselves, right, they get uprooted, they get destroyed, kavachomer, and it's because of a kavachomer. Umabel shatzar shenishtamesh b'klei kodesh shenasu klei chol, shenamar uvo ba'pritzim b'chilu. I guess one more line, then we'll explain. Kevin Shapiritz and Nasu Chol. Just the Kavachomer is like this. Just like Belshazzar. Belshazzar was the Babylonian king who used the Beis Hamikdash. Right, that's he saw the writing on the wall. Right, that's where the phrase comes from. Right, he saw Belshazzar took out to celebrate the destruction of the Jews, or the exile of the Jews. He took out the Klei HaKodesh, the Beis Hamikdash, the Kelim, the Beis Hamikdash. He used them. Right, that night he saw a handwriting just appear on the wall. Right, he called to his people, couldn't interpret it. Right, Daniel came and said, "Oh, I can read it, and says you're going to die because you used the Beis Hamikdash stuff." Okay, so what happened? Meaning, once Belshazzar used them, so the Klei HaKodesh ended up becoming chol, as a quote based on the pasuk. And therefore, and what happened? Nekar min ha'olam, and he was destroyed. Dichtiv, because the pasuk says, Be'belele, right? That night, right? Kotel Belshazzar, Belshazzar was killed, right? And I think the Persians took over, whatever it was. Right? That led to the Purim story. So Amishtamish, but kids are not right away. I think there was another king after. I don't remember exactly. The Gemara Megillah goes through the exact lineage of who took over after Belshazzar. I forget exactly who it was. Amishtamish, but kids are la'olam, right? Alchas kam v'kama. So certainly, right, if you tell me that someone who uses these kalim, right, who are not, that are not eternal, and they turn into chol, it's certainly someone who uses the Keter Shel Torah, which is forever, right, certainly Alachas Kama V'Kama is going to be destroyed, is going to be uprooted from the world. Now just getting back to the story of Rabbi Tarfon, came into the Dechi Achil, right, so once Rabbi Tarfon was eating, the Hukvu Rova Mikzoz Hava, and they had put away all the knives, right, and it was the Chorah, it was mutter for him to eat it, so Mayit Tzarehu Gavra. So first of all, what was that guy thinking? Right, again, he owned the field. He knew the knives were put away, even if he didn't know the halacha per se. But again, we said that when you put away the knives, so that means they're done harvesting the figs from the field, and all the figs that are left are hefker. So he must have left them right in his field. He didn't really want them. What was he thinking? Right, he must have known that they were hefker. So mishum dahavu havu ganvile envy. Kulishasa, right? Because people had actually been stealing from this guy, stealing grapes from this guy the entire year. They came to Ashkel, Rabbi Tarfon, Savar, Hainu, de Ganvon. And once he saw Rabbi Tarfon eating the figs, he just thought, ah, I got him. And he thought that was the guy who had stolen the grapes. So the Gemara says, well, Iyachi, if that's true, right, if the guy thought that Rabbi Tarfon wasn't the fig stealer, he was the grape stealer, so Maitzar Napshe. So why was Rabbi Tarfon upset? Why did he bother himself that he used, right, his cover of Torah to get himself out of a situation? Right, what else was he supposed to do? Right, there was nothing he was supposed to do. There was nothing he could do. Right, it wasn't that, oh, he could explain that they were hefker. It was a case of mistaken identity. So there wasn't anything else for him to do to get himself out of the situation. The guy was going to kill him. Obviously, he could use Right, the fact it tells them, hey, let me down, I'm a rabbi. So Gemara says, Mishum, Rabbi Tarfon, Asher Gadol Hava, because Rabbi Tarfon was very, very wealthy, very, very rich. And he should have just said, you know what? I'll pay you for all the grapes. I'll pay you for everything. He could have just paid his way out of there. Since he didn't do that, or he didn't think to do that, that was what bothered him. He should have done that instead. Tanya will end the Rabbi. So, La'av, Hashem, Lokech, Lishma, Makolo, Ledov, Kabo. Like Moshe tells Ben Yisrael in Sefer Dvarim, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, to listen to what he says and to cling to him. Shelo Yamud Adam, Ekra, Sheyikruuni Chacham. Sorry. So, Shelo Yomar Adam, so a person shouldn't say, Ekra, I'll learn Psukim, I'll learn Chumash, Shekruuni Chacham, they'll call me a Chacham. Eshna, I'll learn Mishnayas, Shekruuni Rebbe, so they'll call me a Rebbe. Eshnan, I'll teach Torah, or I'll study the Gemara. I'll be called a Zakin. Veisha be Yeshiva, and I'll get into Yeshiva. Ella, rather, what should you do? Really, Laman Ma'ava, a person should learn Torah from love. Vesofa Kavod Lavo, right? And eventually, right, the Kavod will come, right? Anybody who runs away from Kavod, right? Kavod runs after them, right? Okay, that's a similar idea. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, Kashram Alitz Bo'osecha, Kasvam Aluch Libecha. Right, write them, tie them to your fingers. Right, write them on your heart. Write them on your heart. The Omer, the Pasuk says, "Derecher, derecheinom." Right, the ways are pleasant to the Torah of Omer. It's chaim in the machazikim ba, b'sumchem yushar. Okay, fine. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok says, "Asi dvarim l'shem polam, v'daber l'shem l'shma, v'daber behem l'shma." Do the Torah for l'shem polam, for the one who created them, for Hakadosh Baruch Hu's sake, and speak. Right, for their own sake, right? Do the Torah. I guess the mitzvos, pashtas, and then learn it for the Torah's sake. Al tasim atorah lahagdil bahem. Right, don't use them as a crown. Right, to be magdil yourself, to raise yourself up through them. Al tasim kordim leos oderbo, and don't make them literally. Mean kordim is an axe or a spade. Right, to dig with, meaning the pashtas. Don't use them for parnasa. Right, don't use. Torah, so umnasa, that's mutter, but don't use the Torah in order to make a parnasa. And v'kavachomer, and you should, and we see this from a kavachomer. Again, we quoted before. Vashatzar himself used the clay kodesh and actually clay chol, they turned them into clay chol, they turned them into unholy vessels when he used them. Right, so then Nekam and Olam, and he was destroyed. So Mishnamish Bekitzur Shul Torah, Lachas Kam Kam, certainly as someone who uses the Torah for their own personal gain and their own personal kind of benefit. So Mamish certainly is going to get destroyed from this world. Amar Rava says, "Surely the initial the nafshi be'asra de lo yadile." A Talmid Chacham is allowed, right, to say. By the way, I'm a Talmid Chacham. If they don't know him, the Chiduk supposedly says, "V'avdecha yera as Hashem minu rai." As Ovadia was said to Elio, and the story over there says Elio tells the Ovadia, "Hey, go announce my presence to Achav." Achav was trying to kill Elio, and Ovadia's like, "Hey, don't bring me into this." Right? If Achav hears me announcing Elio, then what do? Elio, everybody knew Elio. You could just disappear. Right? You'll do one of your magic tricks, and then I'm left holding the bag. So don't do that. And he said to him, I'm always Yerush Shemayim. Right? So I'm telling you that I'm Yerush Shemayim. Apparently you didn't realize. Right? Elio thought maybe Elio didn't know who he was, etc. So the Gemara says, well, Ela Kasher Derbi Tarfon. Well, if you tell me that you're allowed to say that you're a tzaddik, and if for certain scenarios where a person doesn't know you, so what about Rabbi Tarfon's story? Of course, says again, the Asher Gadol Hava, the Havalei the Paisei B'damim, because there was another way for Rabbi Tarfon to do it. Right, Avadia, what was he supposed to do? Give Elio some money? Or no, he had to say, hey, leave me out of this, okay? I'm a tzaddik, I'm a Yerush Shemayim. But Rabbi Tarfon, he could have said, hey, listen, I'm very wealthy, let me just pay you, and you let me go. Rava Rami also pointed out the two psukim and explained this halacha that we just talked about. The pasuk says, "V'avdecha yireas Hashem minurai," and he said again, he quotes the pasuk from Avadia that he was always from, always Yerush Shemayim. And the pasuk says, "Yalel chazar v'lo picha," says elsewhere that your own in Mishlei, right, that Mishlei, yeah, I can't find it, but I think it's Mishlei. Okay. Either way, meaning that you should let someone else praise you, but not yourself. Meaning that you shouldn't say that you're a Talmid Chacham. So the Gemara says again. Also, haba asher diyadilei, haba asher delo yadilei. Right? If people know who you are, so then patting yourself on the back is not so gishmak. Right? There's no point. Everybody knows who you are, so that's just being a balgaiva. But if nobody knows who you are, so in certain scenarios, right, it is valuable, right, for to declare that you're a talmid chacham. Amar Rava, Rava says, Shari leila tzuvim merabanan lameimar tzuvim merabanan ana sharuli tigrai bereisha. Right, again, now we're going to list a bunch of things where it is mutter for talmid chacham to say that he's a talmid chacham and therefore have certain benefit from being from such as such. And Rava says that in a scenario where two people come to Beis Din first, meaning they have to come together. Meaning, if another court case is in the middle, Talmid Chacham is not allowed to demand, you know, barge in there and tell him to stop. But if two people show up at Beis Din first, the Talmid Chacham can say, hey, I'm a Talmid Chacham, I gotta get back to my learning, let me go first. The Ketiv Kesepasuk says, "Ubnei David Kohanim Hayu," says that the sons of David were Kohanim, and obviously they weren't, right? Obviously David was from Yehuda, right? So Ma Kohen Notal Barosh, Ve'af Talmid Chacham Notal Barosh, just like a Kohen goes first, so too a Talmid Chacham goes first as well. V'Kohen Minolan, how do you know that a Kohen goes first? And the Ketiv Kesepasuk says, "Ki Yeshto Ki Ezlachem Alokecha Hu Makriv." V'Tanah De Beir Bishmal, Rabbi Shmuel taught on that pasuk, "V'Ki Yeshto," you should make him holy, a Kol Davar Shebekedusha. Anything that has Kedusha, right, the Kohen goes first. What is that? So, as you're familiar, probably, Leftoch Rishon, to start first, meaning to open first, meaning to get the first Aliyah. Levorach Rishon, to do the benching. Velitol Mani Yofa Rishon, and also to take a nice piece, right? You know, when he's taking, he gets the what's called the first, meaning, what is that? So that doesn't make sense. I'm just looking at Rashi, I'm just explaining. Kshecholigim Echav HaKohanim B'lech HaPanim. Right, when they're splitting the lechem upon him, but they're all kohanim over there. I'm not sure what that's talking about. So the Ran makes a bit more sense. I'm not sure I understand the Mefarish so much. But the Ran, says if a person is splitting something with a kohen and Yisrael, so the Yisrael makes two pieces, and then the kohen takes whatever he wants. That's what the Ran says. Okay, that seems to make more sense, but I guess I apologize to the Mefarish that I don't understand what he says. Amar Rava, Rava says, Shari leila tzuvim merabanan lameimar lo yehivne akarga. It's mutter for the Talmid Chacham to say, I'm not paying any money for the tax. There are certain types of taxes. That doesn't mean that Talmid Chacham does not have to pay taxes. This, as the Gemara will explain, there were certain taxes that went to the king, and they were potter, meaning it was a ptur, right, for Talmid Chachamim. And for that reason, that was instituted in the halacha. I mean, that's that in the halacha, in the rules of the what's called, in the rules of the country. Meaning, this is when they didn't. They're going to quote a pasuk in a second that they didn't tax the Anshei Knesset Zagadola. So it's mutter to kind of say there's certain taxes that you know the Talmid Chacham can pay again all can minig hamakom. But this is not you know a blanket. As far as I understand, it's not just a blanket heter. Not to pay taxes, again, this is obviously not for now. But so basically, he said the Talmid Chacham can say he's not going to pay this head tax. Right? The Chiddush of the pasuk says, "Minda balu v'halach lo shalit lemirma alehon," and basically that they won't, meaning that the king, the Persian king, said we're not going to take any of these taxes on the Talmid Chachamim. And Rabbi Yehuda, what were these three taxes that the king? I guess it must have been Persia, right? That would not take from the Anshei Knesset Zagadola. Mindos Umenas HaMelech, that's the piece of the king, meaning on the land, that's a tax on the land. Bolo is Zeh Kesev Golgotha, that's a head tax, I guess a population tax. And V'Holach Zu Arnona, and not the Arnona that we know in Eretz Yisrael, which is basically property tax, but no, that is money that would go to the king when he would travel around. Right, so that would the people would obviously support the king when they came to his neighborhood. So the Talmid Chacham did not have to pay that. V'amar Rava, Rava says, "Shari le'el tzuvim merabanan lameimar avda denura ana and lo yahivna akarga." More fascinating is that Rava says the Talmid Chacham is allowed to say, "I am a priest of the avda denura, those who worship the fire." Right? I am one of those who worship the fire, and I don't have to pay the tax. My time, oh, why is it mutter? That seems to be pretty wild to say that you are an Oviv Vodazara. Again, as Ron explains over here, that the priests, right, very often, we see already in this week's Parsha, that Paro already exempted the priests, right, from working, from taxing, right, the Kohanim, right, again, the Chomesh, right, again, the end of Parshas Vayigash. So it's not a crazy thing, right, again, throughout history, that the Talmid Chachamim, the Kohanim, the priests, etc., did not have to pay tax. So a person is even allowed to say he's an Obed of Avodah Zarah to pay tax. Why? Because I love Ruchi Ari Meneka Amar, because everybody knows, right, he's not actually saying he's an Obed of Avodah Zarah, he's just trying to chase away the lions, right, meaning that you shouldn't have to pay the tax. So, nor obviously you're not allowed to do that in general, but in this case, right, it would be mutter. And again, Pashas says the Rano says over here that's true actually of everybody. And Rava's Chiddush is that Talmid Chacham is also allowed to do it, even though that you would have thought it would be Chil Hashem, but obviously it is. It is mutter. He also writes that it could be that a person, if for this dafka, for this, why fire, why Eved Avodah Zarah? So it could be that it could also be understood as a servant of Kosh Baruch. Kosh Baruch refers to himself as an Eshal Chol. So the Ran says over here that it could be also interpreted as serving a Kosh Baruch. So therefore, I say that's okay. Right? Okay, fine. Vayter, that's a little bit. Little bit of Ran sprinkled in over here. Ravashi Havalehu Abba. Now this doesn't mean he had a father, right? It means he had a forest, right? And Zavne the Venura, and sure enough, he sold it to people, right? To the priests who worship the fire, right? Obviously, the assumption being that they would chop down the wood, right, to use in their avodah zarah. Some of the Ravina Ravashi, Haikel Lefnei Iver L'Sita Michshol. Right? Ravina said, "What do you mean? The pasuk says Lefnei Iver. How could you sell them firewood to worship their fire of avodah zarah? Right? Goyim are not allowed to worship avodah zarah. That's one of the Shevet Mispnuach. That's how could you do that?" Right, again, this is a big chiddush that I would think it's a chiddush that lifnei iver applies to goyim as well. But okay, he says lifnei iver. How could you tell them? How could you sell them wood? They're going to be worshiping the avodah zarah. So Amalei said, Ravash said back to them, "What do you mean? Rov etim lasaka nitnu. Right, most wood is for burning, meaning for burning for fire, for ovens, for what's it called? For oh my God, fireplaces, to get chimneys, or to keep things warm. Not dafka that they're going to use. It's not like it's the only use for this wood is to burn for avodah zarah. Right? You can use it for many uses. And Pashas is, Rastam firewood is used for day-to-day living, so I can rely on the fact that they need firewood for that also. Right? Again, Eina Chanami, they're going to worship their god, but the guy with a lowercase g. But I can assume that most of the firewood is going to be used, right, for firewood and not for avodah zarah. Okay, new Mishnah, again, continuing on with the same theme. Right, if a person says he's not going to drink wine ad ha-katzir, until the harvest, until the reaping, ad she'yatchil ha'am liktzor katzir chitim. Right, that is until the wheat, that they start reaping the wheat. Avalo katzir sorim, not for barley, right? The wheat was, right, the main reaping. That's what people used to refer to as. That was the reaping. Barley obviously was harvested as well, was reaped as well, but the reaping was the wheat one. Hakolafi mekom nidro, however, if there's a place that would call barley as the harvest, as the reaping, so then it would be barley, right? It all goes based on minag hamakom. Imhaya bahar, if he was on a mountain, so then bahar, right? Then we go based on the reaping of at the time when they reap on the mountain, right? When they do the harvest on the mountain. And similarly, v'mayba babika, if he was in the valley, so then we go based on whenever they reap the stuff in the valley. Ada geshamim, if the guy says he's not going to drink wine until the rains, achiyu geshamim, or until the rains will be, right? So achiteri revieshnia, that is until the second quarter, right, of the rains, and we'll talk about when that is exactly. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, right, Baruch Hashem, there's been a lot of rain the last couple of days in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Achi Yegi Zman Hashal Revia, until the time of the second rains, even though there is not actually rain yet. Okay, we'll see what that machlokas is. Achi Yifzku HaGeshamim, until the rain ends. So Achi Yitzi Nisan Kulo Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that's until the end of Nisan, even though rain usually in Eretz Yisrael certainly doesn't fall much in Nisan, but until the end of Nisan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Achi Yever Pesach, right, only until after Pesach, right, again, we do Daven for Tal, right, on Pesach, so that does make sense. I'll just do a little bit of the Gemara here, get to the two dots. Tanya Olam Nebreisa, Hanoder Arakayitz, Bagolil V'yored L'amakim, the person says he's not going to drink wine until the kayitz, until, again, the harvest, right, and the reaping of the figs. And he's in the Galil up north, and then he comes down to the valleys, meaning the valleys, Pashas, I guess, Yerushalayim or the the lower area, maybe the Gush Dan or whatever it is in Eretz Yisrael. So, Afal Pisha Yigiyak Akais Ba'amakim, also Yigiyak Akais Ba'galil. Right, obviously, even though now he's in the valleys and they're reaping the figs, but he made the nether, goes based on where the nether was. Since he made the nether on the Galil, he has to wait until they start reaping the figs up in the Galil. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll go right there in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.